Rocket competitions are a lot like golf, in that a lower score is better. The Team America Rocketry Challenge, held just outside of Washington, D.C., requires that a rocket reach 800 feet above the ground in a flight that lasts somewhere between 43 and 47 seconds. Teams are penalized 1 point for every foot the rocket flies over or under 800 feet, and they're penalized 3 points for every second they are outside that time range. The Wooddale team qualified with a score of 2. Here's team president Darius Hooker.
We had 802 feet with 45 seconds. 2 feet over, so we got a score of 2. Almost a perfect score.
And, oh yeah, there are 2 raw eggs packed into the rocket for the flight.
And so you're very concerned about those eggs during the flight.
Yes, ma'am. That's the biggest part of the competition. You could hit 800 feet on the mark, 45 seconds, and if you crack an egg, you're disqualified. It's designed to simulate sending a human up in a rocket and bringing them back unharmed.
The other half of the Wooddale team is Wesley Carter. Carter says he was bit by the aviation bug early.
It was 7th grade.
Carter flew an airplane before he ever drove a car or rode on a commercial flight. Carter says his mom paid for him to have a discovery flight at DeWitt Spain Airport downtown. Now, Memphis City Schools and several local businesses and charities pay for Carter's flying lessons. As part of the Wooddale Aviation Program, both Carter and Hooker fly planes. Wooddale teacher Jeff Holmes is the rocketry team coach, and he's also the boys' flight instructor. Now, as a rule, I don't get in a car with anyone under 20. So I asked Holmes, what's it like to ride in an airplane flown by teenagers?
I don't know if I'd want to ride with these guys in a car either, to be honest with you. But their airplane flying skills are very proficient, very safe, and they do a fantastic job.
Both Hooker and Carter will get their commercial pilot's licenses very soon. But neither one wants to fly planes for a living. They're both seniors, and they're both headed to college next year. Hooker wants to design airplanes. Carter wants to manage an air traffic control tower. Here's Carter.
We both want to own airplanes one day. I mean, that's a goal. But I say everything that involves the person flying the airplane would be the most important part instead of just flying the airplane.
Which brings us back to this practice for the National Rocketry Competition. The first time Hooker tries to launch his rocket, the chemical in the motor doesn't ignite, and nothing happens. And the second time, and the third. If this happens in D.C., Holmes says the team will get to try again, like a mulligan. On the fourth try, the rocket, well, rockets into the air.
Whoa, man, something's not right.
The rocket wobbles circularly as it flies. In the sky, the rocket breaks apart and a red parachute comes out, and the whole contraption floats gently back to the earth. Hooker and Carter tramp through the field to retrieve it. It wasn't a very good flight. The rocket only went 768 feet into the air, 32 feet short of that 800 mark. Hooker makes some adjustments, and the next takeoff is straight and strong. The rocket roars 836 feet into the air, way too high. Holmes writes all this data down and mulls adjustments. He thinks adding the weight of a nickel should do the trick. The team will continue to practice for the competition May 12th. I've had a blast, but I've got a jet. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau. Yeah, it's me. And I got that swag. Believe that, of course. Let go. Yeah. Now swag it up. Now swag it up. Now swag it up. Now swag it up. I walk and I talk with a swag. And it